Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
It's time for Little Victories
with Ali and DZ.
Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
What the helly?
What the helly, Ante?
Seriously, huh. What the helly, Barry?
Nah, it's snowing.
I did not expect that I was going to have to shovel or anything this morning. I woke up to the snowplow and I went, What the hell's the snowplow doing on my street? And when I looked outside, I went, come on! I know they told us we were going to have a bad winter.
I didn't know it was this early, though.
They said we've had it so awesome the past couple of years, and we have.
Yo.
We've had very easy winters.
Yeah, we about due for one or two, I guess.
That this was going to be it. So,
oh, look at the rest of the planet for the week, bro. I mean, it's looking like it's going to sprinkle dinkle a little bit all
week. Going
to
continue to snow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, whatever. Mm-hmm. Anyway, my little victory is I have a man plow. Thank you. And a woman.
Yeah,
and a woman plow.
Woo.
Thank you very much, which are my shovels that help me shovel easily.
The big wide shovels, too. They're like 40-some. I don't even know. They're long.
They're so big. They're good. Love my man and my woman plow. What's your little victory?
My little victory is that I use neither. I just drove over it this morning. I was like, man, I ain't got time for this.
I thought about it. The only reason I didn't.
Why?
Because my kids now walk to the bus stop.
You don't want them to slip and fall.
And they won't wear boots. And it's a whole thing because he goes to middle school and he wears shorts because he has gym. And don't get me started.
Guess,
so my kid's going to be out in the cold with shorts and no boots today. Watch.
Guess who's going to be the next one to have to wake up and shovel then? Because otherwise you're going to be walking through snow, my boy.
No.
You're more than old enough to do all that stuff, youngins.
It's time. It might be time to change, but this morning.
And that was the only reason I did it.
He goes to the bus stop at like 6:45, dude. Who's going to shovel?
My boy going to have to wake up earlier like I used to have to, bro, because ain't nobody else going to do it.
You know what? You're right. You're right.
It's
child
one
torture
strip.
Is the way.
It's not child torture. It's called getting used to life. You up that early, go ahead, hit that little strip for your walk. I'm not telling you to do the whole driveway, but do the strip from the door to the end of the drive.
That was what I did.
That's it.
But then it looked crazy, so I finished.
Aw, see? you doing too much, Mama Bear.
I know. I couldn't help it. I had to finish the whole driveway because I didn't want anybody looking at it going, why'd you do one strip?
Just so they could walk and be comfortable.
So my kids can walk. Oh, God. All right. The question of the day is coming up next. We have more tickets to see Louis Tomlinson from One Direction. Wait, what was your little victory?
That I didn't shovel, that I just drove over.
Oh, that's right. That's right. See, I already forgot. You know what I say? We forgot what we did 5 minutes ago.
5 seconds ago.
I'm like, I literally forgot. What was your little victory?
ADHD, Allie, and DZ.
The whole conversation we just had, that was your little victory. Get it together, Allie. All right, I'll get it together by the question next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
According to the little elves at the North Pole, they said people want cash this Christmas. People don't want gifts anymore. The number one thing we want, cold, hard cash.
Money. Lo dinero.
Honest to God, I'm in.
Really?
I'm in. I mean, very few people can nail Christmas gifts like you, DZ.
I feel
very few people can find the perfect gift for the perfect person.
I don't think I'm that good at it, but you said
are.
It before, and I appreciate that
You
sentiment.
Are good at that, and it's important to you, and you are very good at that.
Yeah, I like to get gifts instead of just giving money. I mean, I'll take some money. Don't get me wrong. Cash is king.
Cash is king. But at the end of the day, a lot of us just go out and buy whatever we want anyway,
true.
Right?
Very true.
So we're finding out this year, most Americans, they want cash.
Mm.
That's what they're saying. They want cash this year for Christmas. It's the number one thing on people's wish list.
El americano quiere dinero. The Americans want money.
Uh-huh. People are hoping they get an average of over $600. $600! Who gets you $600?
Y'all got rich family members out here, $600.
Dang.
Okay.
Second most wanted gift, wearables and accessories.
Dude, that's been big with the kids. A lot of these, like, comfy clothes, the shoes.
Is that what they mean by wearables and accessories?
Wearables,
like outfits?
And also, like, crossbody bags, accessories.
Oh, those are
like,
hot.
Yeah, those are
I
big.
Love those.
Yeah,
yeah.
All the additives that people wear on their bodies.
Yeah.
I could see that. See, but I don't like this.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan. And don't get me wrong. I
it's
love
okay.
me some money. If you want to pay me, pay me. I am that person that will go buy myself what I like.
You know what's funny? It says we're going to spend about $1,100 on presents, yet we're only getting $600. See, the math ain't mathing here.
That's all we're expecting. But we just want to recoup half the cost.
No wonder capitalism's winning.
We just want half that money back for what we just spent, honestly. Like, this, like, that's really it. I don't want presents. I just want to break even, Poppy. I just want to break even.
Oh, my gosh. Let's go to the phones. What do you guys want for Christmas? They're saying that this year, most of us want cash. That is the number one thing. We're in the need for money. Hi, Kiss. Who's this?
It's Nick in Waukesha.
Hey! Nick. Hello, Nick. Happy holidays.
Right. Called 5 days. Got a theme song.
So we're talking about everybody wants cash this year.
Welcome to Miami.
Bienvenido a Miami. Nick, what do you want for Christmas? Is it cash?
Well, to be honest with you, I mean, cash is always nice, but
yeah.
I mean, it's just always the thought that counts. It's like,
thank you.
For me, I'm an older person, so I mean, I'm not young like I used to be. I mean, I actually love the wearables and stuff like that. You like the pants and the socks and the, you know.
You like gifts that are meant for you. You like clothes.
We practical people around here.
Yeah, a lot of people like practical gifts. I get that.
I'll take the toiletries. 1 year, my mom got me a fat roll of, like, paper towels and dish soap. And I was
now,
like, oh, thank you, Mom. Thank you, Mom.
In adulthood, I'll take the toiletries. In adulthood, buy me a package of toilet paper and paper towels and deliver it under my tree. And I'll be like, thank you, Santa.
Once I hit college and moved out on my own, I was like, oh, my God.
Cleaning products, a new vacuum.
Is that laundry detergent? How'd you know?
The least offensive gift is a new appliance.
I swear, ain't it? Is that a Swiffer? Is that a wet jet? Oh, my God.
I got something for you guys, though. Hold on.
What?
So this year, my mom's doing something a little different for Christmas with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
So she gave us money so we can go buy our own gifts. And
she's doing cash.
We had to purchase it, and we would bring it back to her house, and she would wrap it.
You went a whole nother step to wrap it.
She'd be surprised by what you bought for yourself. You'd be like, oh my God!
Wait,
I know. So, I was like, well, let's find the weirdest stuff asked him, I told Lindsay, I'm like, let's find the weirdest stuff and have her rap. And I'm like, that would be so interesting to see her face.
I was going to say, what did you pick to have your mom rap with her money?
Some
what
reverse
did you
surprise.
Buy?
I bought me some clothes. So,
I'm like dying to know what he bought with that money. I'm like, your mom said go buy it and I'll rap it?
That's a new one. That's
weird.
What's
weird
about this is he just turned 18. So, yeah, you know, she wants to try to find these adult places.
She was trying to throw grandma off.
She was trying to make grandma really like blush.
Grandma was wondering if Izzy was joining the academy or something. Where did his hair come from?
No, grandma.
No, grandma.
It's fine. She's just 18, exploring and curious. Nothing weird.
So grandma's doing cash. Right.
Well, Daryl and Racine said, I'll take the ninja slushy maker. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm down with that. Yeah.
Slushy maker sounds fun. All right, Nick, we love you. Thank you for calling.
You know, we always love you. We love listening to you guys every morning.
You too, man. Peace.
Let's keep going to the phone. Screw it. You want to keep going?
Let's go.
All right, let's pick up another phone and see, because we're talking about how they're saying this year, Americans, we really want cash. That's all we want this year. I hate that too for us because we're not creative, but I think we're tired of, we've tried so hard with these novelty gifts the last 10 years. All of the things on the side and the end of the aisle.
But
you know what I'm talking about.
That's why
we've
tried so
hard.
Stop with the novelties. We're trying too hard. We're trying so hard, we're not trying hard enough.
And that we've given up.
So it's like, go back to the essence of what the holiday is and go, what embodies you as a person, bro? And then get them that.
You're so right. Jessica in Kenosha texted into 414-533-1037. She said, homemade gifts are all I want. I'm talking homemade vanilla extract, homemade soaps and candles, hot cocoa, mixes, etc. Okay, Jessica. Well, hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
It's your girl, OG. Good morning.
OG, Lori. Buenos dias.
Lori, good morning. Is cash king at the holidays? Because people are saying...
Or queen, whatever.
Or queen, thank you, DC.
You know, here's the thing. If I wanted cash for Christmas, I'd just keep my money in my pocket and not buy anybody anything.
Like, I got enough.
That's not a present.
But it does feel like you might as well buy something for yourself.
I'm old school that way. I don't believe in cash. Gift card, maybe in certain circumstances. I enjoy going out and shopping and getting people things. You know, I have a knack seem to get people what they need.
OG said, I love the stress of going out to the stores and not being able to find something the first three stores.
I love the chaos. It's great.
Yep. Same girl, same.
You know what, Lori? Well said. We love you. Shop over cash all day. She's like, cash is gone. I'm going to go buy it myself.
All day.
Thanks,
Lori. You didn't ask me what I want.
Oh, sorry. All I can hear is my voice in the background. Jeez. What?
I need a new molcajete.
A new what?
Molcajete.
What is that, Lori?
Repeat that, Lori.
Now I can hear good. What is it?
It's the stone lava rock bowl with the mortar and pestle to make guacamole and stuff.
Oh, this is the stone bowl all the time. When I'm at a Mexican restaurant, they serve the guac in.
Seven Mile Fair.
I need a new one of those.
Mile Fair.
DC,
Oh my bad. Don't go to 7 Mile Fair.
Don't go to 7 Mile Fair, Lori. Thank you. We'll see you with a new mojete.
I would never turn down a new puppy.
Bye.
To a 7 Mile Fair.
What the hell?
Lori, we love you.
Guacamole to a living being. Hold on, slow down.
7 Mile Fair got it all.
Okay, I know she's totally wants the thing that they serve the guac in.
Yeah, it's like a
little
table
stone
size.
Bowl.
Yep, stone.
So cool.
Mm-hmm, it's a grinder.
Those are cool. Let's go to another caller. We're going to keep it moving this morning.
What number?
Let's go with, I don't know, 6.
Ooh.
I'm a little scared, but hi, Kiss, who's this?
Hey, this is Tony from Racine.
Tony and Racine, I'm so proud of you. You didn't say any naughty words today.
Play your theme song.
Welcome.
You're being rewarded.
He's our mascot, man. He dresses up as every character you can think of and does parties.
Every character. Even an animatronic dinosaur.
Adult and child, if you know what I'm saying.
Hey, chill out.
You know what I'm saying. Hey, Tony.
Different business after dark. Different business.
So they're saying everybody wants cash this year for Christmas. That is what the consensus is. People are tired of all these little gifts. They just want money.
Tony got to agree. He's a businessman.
True. Tony.
He's a sentimentalist at the same time.
I was going to say, he's not going to be a cash
guy. That's so hard. I honestly, for giving, I'd rather give a very great gift. But receiving, I'd rather receive cash.
Mm, see, my boy.
Because I'm an investor. I like to take my money and put it somewhere where you can't just go out and buy something.
And people can't do that for you. Mm, they can't invest on your behalf. Well, normally, they can't invest on your behalf.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Okay, it's, you know how I can't keep a secret?
What?
It's like killing me right now.
What?
I got you the coolest gift.
You got me a gift?
Yes, for Christmas. I'm so excited. And this is so irrelevant to it because I saw it. It wasn't like I was looking. I saw it and I went, This is DZ. The perfect DZ gift.
See, son, that's what I'm talking about.
It's on sale. DZ would be so proud of me.
That's a DZ gift
and
already.
And this is like made for him. And I couldn't believe I found it. And it's been sitting in my house. And I can't look at you because I can't wait to give
it to you. See, look at this excitement. Now I'm like, what?
Because it's meant for you. It's so meant for you. When you guys find out what I found in a store on sale, and I was
random.
Like, this is meant for DZ.
If DZ don't get this,
I don't know. I have to buy this for Christmas. And I'm so excited to give it to you.
And I love when that hits and that doesn't happen when you just hand somebody cash.
No, because you know what? I could give you a $100, $500 gift card, or I could give you something I found
more
really
meaningful.
Cheap on clearance that's going to probably make you go, oh, what?
I do not want the $100, $200 gift card. I want the 5 cents gift that you done pawned something or found for the cheap for the low, but you looked at it and went, DZ needs this. I need that excitement in my life. You don't get that from cash. You don't get that look of like joy of, oh my God, you got me something?
I'm so excited to give
money?
This to you. I'm trying not to think about it because I can't wait to give it to you when it's finally time to do gifts. See?
We all love money, but don't
that's
know
the only
cash
one
don't
I
bring
have.
You joy like
but
that.
But that's the only one I have. That's actually what we need to talk about. So that's the only gift I have so far. So that tells you just because I found it doesn't mean I know exactly what to get Aaron
it
now.
Mean it's the per capita.
It doesn't
yeah.
mean I know exactly what to get Sammy and Danny. It just means I saw one gift that just happened to stick
Boom,
out.
Perfect.
And if I spent all day in the store, I might find something sentimental for everybody.
Why you think people are shopaholics? You got to spend all day in the stores. They're putting stuff out on the racks all day. You might miss
Tony,
it.
Tony, bring me some sentimental gifts to re-gift.
Tony, you know you...
I will bring you guys a whole lot of stuff.
You the idea, man, bro. Well, bring it to us, bro.
Well, I'll tell you what. I just went shopping for my wife the other day, and that was the biggest mistake I've ever made.
Why?
He couldn't stop.
Well, no, not even that. I bought some shoes. I'm not a shoe person. So I bought 5 pairs of shoes. I went up to the register, and then when they told me my balance, I almost had to leave.
Yeah, I would have left.
Oh, geez.
I would have left.
I feel that way every time I go grocery shopping. I want to go put it all back.
Yeah.
Put it.
Yeah,
they're like, but it's milk. I don't care.
Ma'am,
do you want the eggs? Nope.
No. How many zeros did you say? No, I don't need them eggs.
Do you want the basics? Nope, put it all back.
Yeah, but we bought it. We bought the shoes. We bought the milk. We bought the eggs. We bought the bread, didn't we?
I'll take the gum. That's it. All right, Tony, love you.
Love you guys.
Bye.
Love, man. Peace.
Let me read some texts here. Ashley from Germantown texted in and said, in complete agreement with OG Lori. We're talking about how they're saying people just want cash this year for Christmas. They don't want gifts.
I love cash. Allie, I know you love cash.
Hell yeah.
That
who doesn't?
That does zero for my just energy and spirit to receive money. Now, is that going to take me a little further in the gas tank? Yeah.
Maybe.
Sure. Thank you.
Listen,
but that doesn't give me energy.
Well, Lindsay in Exonia, this is cute. She said, I make my own sourdough, so I asked for a new sourdough supplies.
Ooh.
Smart. Listen, Leon from Tosa, being that I'm a barbecuer, a nice premium brisket would be fine with me. Okay, Leon.
Somebody cooking
for
you?
I met Leon.
You?
I know Leon, huh?
So he wants somebody
no,
to cook for
him? No, he's a cooker.
Him?
He just wants the meat. Give him the meat.
Oh, just give him the meat
give
so
him
he
the
can
brisket.
Cook. Oh, and then everybody's going to get a gift. Everybody gets a little slice.
He wants a nice premium brisket.
And then...
That's a good gift. Give people meat to cook.
If you know somebody's a chef,
if you gave half a cow, I would get down on my knees and be like, oh!
I would need the
you
freezer.
You want to give me half a cow?
I would also need the freezer.
I don't have a freezer to put it in, but
hey,
you know what I'm saying.
Side note, we are investing in half a cow, though.
We've
been talking with
I'll
friends.
I'll do it with a quarter.
We've been talking
I'll
with friends.
I'll take an eighth.
For real.
Whatever.
What's up?
I'm in.
You in?
I'm in.
Say less. Oh,
I swear
say
to
less.
God,
oh,
I'm in.
We've been talking about this. You for real, for
but
real?
But wait, what parts do I get? Do
we'll,
have to
we'll figure it out.
Okay.
We'll figure that out. No, if you down.
I will buy half
in,
a cow with you.
If you in, we in.
I eat meat. Like yes, I'm in.
All right, say less.
Last but not least, let's go to line 4 this morning. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's, oh, no,
no.
Oh, no.
It happens.
Wah, wah. We're talking about how everybody wants cash this year. Fine, we'll go to 3. Screw it. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Oh, forget.
They
no.
all rang out. Okay, I'm sorry, you guys. You guys have been ringing for so long that you couldn't get through. That's our apologies. We don't know when to shut up, but we're back. Hi, Kiss. Who's this?
Leyland and Trail.
Thank resident.
God. I was hoping it was you. Okay, first of all, do you want cash for Christmas like everybody else, Waylon, or do you want gifts?
I want both.
Oh.
Both.
You know what? A man after my own heart. Waylon, amen. Did the elf move out of the toilet?
What's up with Scribbles?
He found a cup of ice cream. He's on top of the fridge.
What?
Is he lactose intolerant?
No.
I don't know. He ate some strawberry ice cream, it looks like.
What? Scribbles?
In a bowl of ice cream. He's in a bowl of ice cream with a spoon.
Scribbles got into a bowl of ice cream last night?
And he fell asleep in the bowl with the spoon?
Sounds fabulous.
Yeah, he said he took one bite and then he ate it all.
Aw, man.
He's so tiny, it makes sense.
Aw. Okay, Scribbles, I hope you're okay. Hope you're not too cold.
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
All right, so what do you mean somebody's trying to convince their parents to get a pet?
Yep.
You know what? I don't have the emotional capacity for pet issues when I'm on the verge of adopting a dog any day now.
This would be different, though. Yeah, man, because
I'm this close, you guys. This close.
They don't live at home.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
What?
Allie and DZ.
What? Okay, explain.
I'm a college sophomore planning to move off campus with friends mid-year. Mm-hmm. So coming up, right? Literally coming up. Mm-hmm. My parents are helping me with some bills, which I genuinely really appreciate. But now that I'll be living on my own, I want to ask them to help me get a pet. First thing is, I've never been a pet family. You know, we never owned one. I didn't grow up with animals, so this would be a first for me.
Okay.
The main reason I want a pet is that I see all of my friends who are now living independently have them. Mm. And I don't want to feel lonely once I'm on my own. I'd appreciate you guys helping me figure out the best way to convince my family to support me in getting a pet.
You don't just get a pet like it. It's not that easy. This is what kills me about people. These people, whether it's a cat, dog, you go adopt a dog, you don't know that it costs money. It needs to go to the vet. It's like having a child. There are bills. And you have to buy them food. You have to take the time to take them out multiple times a day. People want the idea. They don't want
the
responsibility. And guess what that is? Projection talking.
What do you mean?
I like the idea. I'm not ready.
Like you projected.
I can tell you I'm not ready for the entire
responsibility
yet.
Of having a pet again. And you've had it. It's not like you don't own pets.
That's what I'm saying.
You've always had them.
People don't get what a responsibility it is.
That's true.
And that's why they end up overwhelmed when they go out and get a pet when they've never had one because they don't know what they're doing. So this is like a trigger for me.
I do see why somebody would freshly living off campus, whether you're moving in with friends or not, right? Mm-hmm. You're going to feel alone at some point.
For sure.
That camaraderie of when you live on campus versus when you live off campus, it changes. Mm-hmm. People start living their own lives.
Totally.
A boyfriend, girlfriend here, a full-time job there, one person moves out. Yeah. All of a sudden that apartment is empty or you just go, I'm going to live on my own. Mm-hmm. And you really go live on your own.
You all grow up a little.
Everybody grows up a little once you move off campus, no matter how long you loved and lived to live on campus.
Totally.
Once you hit it, you change.
Yep.
Inevitable. Real life hits.
Yep.
Here's real life, though. Real life is you don't got to get a pet.
Yeah.
You want a pet. You think it's great, and if you do feel like you need to get something to help you not be lonely, get a fish.
Ah, a fish.
Do not get a four-legged furry.
I don't know if I could keep a fish alive.
Well, that's the thing. There's a. I don't want to say a little more leeway, but fish, as far as like the way they are and bred and exist in the world, you turn one belly side up, all you got to do is.
Dude, I stopped listening. Do you know why I stopped listening?
No, I don't know.
Because your wife is texting me.
What's she say?
She sent me Bill from the Wisconsin Humane Society. Bill is the cutest damn dog I've ever seen.
She's trying to get you a dog.
Then she sent me Daisy May from the Wisconsin. Aaron, knock it off.
I think she sent Daisy. I think she meant to say Daisy May to me. She's out here trying to just add pets to the house.
Aaron, you're killing me. It's so cute.
This ain't the time for that. Aaron, stop texting. We're at work. Thank you.
Aaron, stop.
I kind of need her attention on me here, we're at work.
It's all right. Now I'm making you guys
What
fight.
Would DZ do, Kind of my segment. Appreciate it, though.
You guys are so funny.
You know she 280D for that, man.
Thank you. Anyway, so I'm back. I'm off the Humane Society's website. Yeah. I'm back. Talk to me.
Don't get a pet. Don't get a pet that's going to take you away. Don't get a pet that's going to drag you on and go, now I can't grow up a little bit. Because that pet forces you to then have have to be home. I love the fact that you're living off campus and thinking you don't want to be lonely. You're being proactive. Mm-hmm. But get you a gerbil, get you a hamster.
Or dog sit maybe for a week.
Not even that. No.
It's like babysitting and then realize you don't want this life.
You're moving into a new apartment with different people. You don't know what their quirks are. You don't know if they're even going to be cool with it. A fish, a turtle.
Get no you dog.
A snake even. Go ahead. And I don't even like snakes like that. A gerbil, I don't even like furry little eels like that.
Well, same. It wouldn't be my choice, but.
A dog ain't it. A cat ain't it. And you know I'm a dog and cat person.
Same. And I want them all to be saved. So
You're too fresh.
Fact that we agree with you, that I agree with you, just shows this person has no. It's like, I just want a baby. Boom. No, you don't.
No, you don't.
You have no idea what you're talking about.
You wanted a lot of more responsibility and you got it. Good for you. There's a lot of, there's a slew of problems that you never thought of. A pet, especially a dog or cat quality, is going to take you too far away for somebody that you, for something that you haven't experienced enough of. You ain't lived enough life to get yourself a pet because you're not even paying your own bills yet.
True. If you just tuned in, somebody wrote into DZ and wants to convince their parents to let them get a pet, but they just got out of college.
They're not even out of college.
Oh,
they're sophomores moving out mid-year.
You're still going to school.
Your parents are still paying your bills. You're not an adult yet. Get you a fish and keep it rocking. Get you a Nemo.
Oh my God. The phones are going crazy. I can see your text. Caitlin in Economowoc says, in all caps, do not do it. If you want to be young and go out, you don't want to wake up at 5 a.m. hungover walking a dog. Trust.
You feel me?
Okay.
Caitlin, was that from experience?
Caitlin, preach, girl. We'll talk to you guys next. Hey. 103.7. Kiss FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station.
Sorry to yell in y'all ear like that. I'm just excited.
It was fine. It's Allie and DZ. And I got to say, you know why I'm excited?
Why?
Because it's time for the poinsettia drive around here.
You better chill out, dog. Donate your poinsettias today.
Donate today. It's that time of year where we got 90,000 poinsettias in this radio station because I guess they gift them to people.
They
like
give
clients.
Them clients, people, prospective
Spoiler
people.
Alert,
yeah.
You're getting a poinsettia.
Hey, y'all.
So we go back in the sales area and there's poinsettias everywhere. So we started joking that we were going to do a poinsettia drive because it's that time of year where you can't get away from everybody doing drives.
They finally moved them from the conference room. So now they're getting ready to have people take them out to their clients, bro. Listen.
I'm going to say unpopular opinion.
What?
In fact, I can't believe I'm going to say this on the air.
Say it.
We are oversaturated now with things at the holidays as far as donating.
Drives.
We are oversaturated. Everybody and their moms have having a toy drive now. Every business.
How'd you know my mom was doing a toy drive?
Stop it. I love giving back. We work so hard to give back, but it's becoming almost it's becoming too much now where we're missing the point.
It
Does
feels
that make
like,
sense?
It feels like we're more competing about it more
Everybody.
Than rather than doing it like, in one as one in unison for the same mission.
We did a bike drive. That was great. Then we did stuff the bus for food insecurity necessary
Correct.
And needed.
Yes.
Then we did our toy drive for our sports station. And now our season
now the
of
point
Poinsettias? Now the poinsettia drive? Like, I'm done.
Jokes
okay?
aside. No, jokes aside, because we're not doing a poinsettia drive.
We're
all
not.
Jokes.
That
all
was
jokes.
A joke because of all the drives. But I know it's like you, it sounds like an Am I the Jerk? Because you're going, we're giving back. Who doesn't want to give back? But I'm going, it's too much.
Mm-hmm.
We used to have like, you know, you'd go out and you'd have like five or six big things and you'd be like, I want to donate to Coats for Kids or to the Kiss Toy Drive or to whatever. Now it's like, you know what? Sheila on the corner's even having one if you want to donate to Sheila's toy drive. She's having one at her house. Like,
shout out Sheila.
You know what I mean? And I
no.
love that. But it's oversaturated.
Is
now.
It safe to say that it almost feels like we've gone from, you know, the less is more, now more is more, and then more on top of more on top of more on top of more, right? To where before it was, okay,
it's too much.
The season of giving, now you've gave, and here's the pay it forward.
And here's another person asking you to give again, you know?
You pay it forward, right, when you give. It's the concept mentally of you're paying it forward, but now we're in debt. we're paying it forward in
that
debt.
That was the part I was leaving out. Okay, ding, ding, dingity dong.
We're paying it forward in debt because we're doing a
we're
lot, and
back.
Everybody wants. And now I feel bad when, I'm going to call it out, when I go to the Princeton Club and I don't bring a toy to donate for their
toy drive.
They got a toy drive going on and I'm going, oh, my bad. I'll bring one next time.
And
then I keep forgetting next time.
But you can't say anything. They're doing something to help kids. How can you be mad at that?
I'm not bashing them.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Then feel bad when I constantly keep forgetting to bring something to bring.
This isn't Am I the Jerk when I ever saw one.
When I walk into the grocery store, right, mm-hmm. or when I go to a chiropractor and I'm like, oh, you guys are doing a can drive?
Well, I'm sorry, I forgot my cans.
Ugh.
As if we weren't stressed out enough when they ask me to round up at every single drive.
I'm not rounding up.
I've never rounded up ever in my life.
I mean, as a topic.
We give back all the time. I've mm-hmm. never rounded up in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And don't ask me to round up when the total is $27.96. Like, that makes no sense either. You want four cents for me? Okay.
Fine.
I got asked that yesterday. I'm like, you guys, really?
I got a whole backstory about rounding up and why we shouldn't. And yeah,
oh.
yeah. Anywho. Oh. Anywho. I'm not going to trigger nobody this early.
You're right. You know what? I told you it was an Am I the Jerk.
It is.
You're too many people are asking for donations. That's an Am I the Jerk.
I asked if I could round down.
I'm not doing it, though.
Let me round down, bro. No, you asked me to round
Can
up.
Can I round down? Shut up.
Round down to the next five. the low five.
All right. Well, donate your points at us here.
Drop them off at KissFM.
Now, thank you to everyone who is taking the time and the heart to do some kind of donation-specific drive. We can't do it without you guys. We know that. Even though I'm poking fun because I'm saying too many people are asking for handouts and now it's overwhelming. And I feel that.
You think I'm not going to go get a toy for the Princeton Club later?
Of course we are. We're still going to get back.
But let us just complain a little bit about it, right? Like, we're gonna still attach ourselves to all of these things. We just got to complain some.
Exactly. Okay, mm-hmm. I feel better now.
Do you? Me too.
We sound like horrible people, but I feel better.
No, I think we sound like normal people that are living our lives on air.
You know what? We're keeping it real.
We are keeping it a buck, baby.
Somebody texted in and said, no rounding. That's a tax write-off for these big corporations. Is that the trick? The thing is, they've already paid
on the front end. Mm. This, you're not rounding up. You're just paying the corporation back. Yeah. I don't know how to tell you that.
I got you. Somebody else above that said, donate to those who can and be okay with that. Don't bash others for doing something to help. Those 4 cents help when everyone does it. Right above the one that says, no, the corporations are rounding off.
Mm, yeah.
Somebody said, you're right, DZ. The big store is donating with our money and getting that write-off. Ah!
It's already been paid, bruh. Like, we're just paying them back. We're just putting money back in their pocket. Do not round up or else we're just paying them.
All right. Well, let's play Taylor and then we'll get into Am I the Jerk.
Say less.
DZ's already triggered by the Am I the Jerk today. It involves somebody in the drive-thru, by the way.
We're doing this one?
Oh, we're doing this one.
Oh, I'm throwing hands.
Get ready. It's next after Taylor. Kiss FM.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right. She wants to know if she's a jerk for not pulling forward in the drive-thru.
I'm listening, but I am triggered. I'm going to tell y'all right now, I am so triggered.
Got you. Allie and DZ, am I the jerk for not pulling up in the drive-thru?
Okay.
So I was in the drive-thru the other day, and nobody was behind me when I officially pulled up to the last window.
Okay.
They asked me to pull forward because my food wasn't ready. I said, no, there's nobody behind me, and this is a drive-thru. It should be fast. I'm not pulling up to make your clock look better.
Okay.
If it takes you 5 minutes to make my sandwich, let the company know, because I'm not pulling ahead, especially if nobody's behind me.
I didn't think about the clock, but yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
And then they said, I think the girl in the drive-thru was a little shocked by my response, but I sat there until my food was ready, and I did not pull off into the mobile parking spot they asked me to pull off of.
Mm-hmm. You didn't pull into spot one or two, right?
Eventually, somebody did pull up, and I still refused to move until I got my food. It's fast food. I'm not pulling up. Make it and give it to me now. Am I the jerk for refusing to pull forward in the drive-thru?
See, here's the thing, man. Clocks aside.
I have two friends who do this. They refuse to pull. Two. I know.
People you know?
Two people who refuse when they ask you to pull up. They go, no, it's fast food. I've seen it happen twice.
Yeah.
I've never done this. I pull up and because it's too awkward for me to say no.
No, we know people that do it.
I've seen people that refuse, even when there's a line behind them, because they're like, no, you're working the system.
I'm going to pull up for Miss Gwen at McDonald's. Yeah, I'm sorry. Totally. I know them too well.
And Miss Marcia at Wendy's, you too, if you ask, girl.
Listen.
She's listening. Trust me.
Linda, listen. Uh-huh. I'm going to pull up. There's a certain thing about courtesy and a certain je ne sais quoi about wanting to be nice to the people that are handling the food that you don't see them preparing.
Ooh, that part. But yeah. It's fast food. But why are we being asked to pull off for 7 minutes?
I am okay with it taking a little bit longer because I know my food is fresh. If I get to the window and before I've even said my order, mm-hmm. I got a McDouble in my hand,
why can't I get fresh food in the drive-thru at the window without having to pull off? Why can't I get the same same service as you.
What's wrong with having to pull up 5 more feet? Now they're the ones having to walk out in inclement weather.
I'll tell you what's wrong. It's fast food. That's what's wrong. I'm not pulling up. It's fast food, even though I do.
Even though I do. I mean, honestly,
I'm trying to argue the point because I truly understand it from my two people that I know who do this. My friend Jonathan and my sister, I've seen them both do it. And I'm like, wow, you guys.
But now I'm triggered because this happens to me more often than not.
To pull up or what?
Somebody's in the drive-thru now blocking something or somebody.
All I have is a Diet Coke and I'm waiting on
you. Now I'm waiting on you?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Come on, man. Like, it's not that serious, and you don't have to make it your mission in life to make it
but
a stand.
It's fast food.
I'm not moving. It's fast food. I believe it. I agree with it.
Get the chicken sandwich out and let's roll.
It's equally as fast if you just pull up so that they can continue the process. It stops being as fast when more people go, I'm not moving. Mm. Well, then now you're delaying the process.
No, it stops being less fast when the store doesn't keep up.
The store doesn't keep up.
If they're to blame, not us, why is it our fault?
Let them clear the clock, so that they can stay ahead of things. Once they catch up, then yeah, you're going to get your food at the window.
Somebody texted in and said, sometimes they forget about you, though, and you have to go in. I've never had them forget about
me. I've had them bring out the wrong thing.
They said, we've had that happen where we're sitting and sitting and sitting, and then you're off. Because that's the thing. Here's the real reason I think not moving, it puts pressure on them. If you go pull off,
I hear that.
They're like, doot, doot, doot. Oh, yeah, there's the guy that makes the tenders in mobile spot 4. And all of a sudden, you're like, what?
Y'all are going to the wrong places.
Somebody texted in, that's an entitled attitude. Is it, though? It's fast food.
It's
definitely jerky.
It is a little entitled as far as you're going, since there's nobody behind me, I'm not even going to just courteously move forward. Why not? You need it handed to you right there at your window. Well, guess what? You pulling up 5 feet isn't going to change the fact that they're handing it to you inside your car.
Everybody's saying jerk. Tracy in Fredonia says she's absolutely not the jerk, especially if there was nobody behind her. I've done the same thing because it's only 4 their clock. And I've worked in fast food for a lot of years when I was younger, and by the time a car pulled up, they should have had their food ready. So I say, not the jerk. That's the thing. So now I go to corporate and I go, yo, your drive-thru
takes
15 minutes. And they go, well, we didn't know because they told you to pull off, so we couldn't tell with our clocks.
Fair.
And now they're fixing the numbers.
Fair.
The district manager, yeah.
It's the catch-22. No, it is the catch-22 when you're trying to help them be ahead of the schedule.
Right.
And all you end up doing is helping them be behind schedule because they take longer.
Jason said, order online and it's ready by the time you get there.
Yeah, good luck.
That doesn't happen.
I've had both not happen.
I will say, no, I'm not going to say it.
No,
I'm not
going
to call out.
Oh,
there is
don't
a
say
business.
The name.
No, but I want to because I love them, but I'm not going to. There's a business that has 2 lanes. It has a mobile drive-thru and where you ordered before and you pull right up and get it. And the other one is where you order, but it then merges into one. So even though my food is ready, I'm waiting behind
waiting.
The people that just ordered. The system sucks.
It sucks a little bit.
And so that's a problem, but that's a
separate
problem.
But the scoop of the day is worth it. You feel me?
Yes, absolutely. They said, you want it quicker? Make your own food. No, thank you.
We could have all of these fast foods at home, but that's not the purpose, man. And my biggest gripe is that now you're entitled to not move for anybody or anything. Say you're blocking me from getting out, because this has happened.
It's fast food.
You're refusing to move from the window, but there is parking right next
Maybe
to that drive-through window. No, I'm talking about the zone, like outside.
I know. I'm just trying to find solutions to why I don't have to wait for why my food takes so long.
I shouldn't have to wait for another car, because I get it. Nobody was behind you for 2 seconds, but now somebody's behind you, and now somebody's waiting, and now somebody's delayed because you care too much about their clock.
Well, Elena in Waukesha texted, and we're going to take your calls and texts next. She said, good morning, Allie and DZ. I think this person is the jerk. If you think about Culver's, they make it when you order. So you are messing up the flow of the line if you don't pull up.
Yep.
Elena, Culver's is like the exception because not one car gets their food unless it's ice cream. Everybody pulls up.
Okay.
That's actually their system.
How is that the exception? Everybody's adopted
because
that as a norm and going, okay, this works, and it helps people stay on top of the clock and on top of time and on top of food.
Because it's Culver's and we're not going to come for them.
Oh, so the scoop of the day is worth it.
Pretty much. See what I mean? We're used to that. All right. 414-533-1037. We'll talk to you next.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. and the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
You're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so she wants to know if she's a jerk for not pulling forward in the drive-thru when they said, pull up. She said, there was nobody behind me.
Pull up, my you
food,
pull up.
Yeah, she's like, my food wasn't ready. It's a drive-thru, it's fast food. I'm not pulling up to make your clock look better. She said, if it takes you 5 minutes to make my sandwich, let them know that it takes you 5 minutes. I'm not pulling up. Let the company know.
Somebody, I mean, you stand in 10 toes. Uh-huh. I hear you. First, fast food is fast food for a reason. But we know we don't necessarily need it as fast as it always gets there.
Well, Cassidy's in South Milwaukee. We're going to start with her this morning.
Cassidy, good morning.
Hey, Cassidy.
Hello.
Hi. Jerk or not the jerk for not pulling up in the drive-thru when they ask you to?
She is definitely the jerk.
Go on.
As somebody that worked in food service, I kind of just feel like everyone does this. Like, there's been several people that have done this before when I used to work at Cousins.
Hey, I had Cousins yesterday. Cousins. Subbing a bowl. What's up?
But
anyway,
they would refuse to pull up, though.
Good. And it'll still be fast either way. So I think they are the jerk for doing this anytime.
It doesn't change your timing for getting your food. It just makes you now delay the clock for everybody now behind you.
Why is it your fault that the store is taking so long to make? Why is it your fault for fast food?
I hear what you're saying.
I don't understand why you guys are all acting like you don't mind sitting in a drive-thru for 20 minutes. You're full of it.
But why is it our mission, though? Like, it doesn't change.
I don't know. You're right.
It doesn't
it's not
change.
My hill. It's not my hill. I'll
you know what I'm saying?
That.
If they added brick and mortar to the extension and just added another
added
window.
More people?
Like, you know how Portillo's just has 15 windows?
Wait, you're onto something.
Would it be easier if they just said, pull up to the next window?
Portillo's somebody standing there, so it's awkward while you wait for your food. And
hey,
you're
next
like,
window.
And then they literally hand the food to you from the other person. I'm like, well, this was
but
awkward.
But what's the difference? You know what I mean? Like, ain't no difference to me. You know, like, ain't no difference having another window versus just pulling up to the next gate.
The difference is we used to be able to whip through the drive-thru, and now it's turned into these long, non-efficient lines, you know? But that being said, Cassidy says jerk. So
kicks
fine.
It off.
All right. Thanks
Thank
for calling.
You.
Appreciate it. Much love. Bye.
Bye. You know, it's like when I pull up and I go, oh, my kid wants chicken strips, and they're like, that'll be 7 minutes. I'm like, who created a 7-minute chicken strip? That's your problem.
Okay. There are certain places, though, where we know the food's going to take a little bit longer
to be
made. made, and it's gonna be just that much crispier, well, that much yummier.
I have a friend who intentionally asks for no salt on their fries to get fresh
to get them
fries.
Fresh. That's a pro
and
tip.
They wait for them, and they then wait. They salt them themselves.
Yeah. They got salt packets. That's such a pro move.
You guys mess us up,
such
man.
Such a pro move.
All right, let's go to Sean in West Bend this morning. Got his own theme song. Had a birthday this week. Sean!
Howdy, howdy.
Howdy. Hey. Happy belated, man.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Is she the jerk for not pulling forward in the drive-thru when they asked?
Initially, before you got to the last half of what you said, I did not think she was a jerk because there's nobody behind her.
Right.
But after you said that somebody did pull up and she still refused to move.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, if I'm behind you, I'm probably more mad at you than the people working the drive-thru if you're keeping me
up.
From getting my...
Why are we mad at the car in front of us and not the people working the store? Like, this is backwards. You guys, think
See,
about this.
No,
what
that's interesting.
Our fault?
Oh, because regardless of what the workers doing, it doesn't take. Like, Allie, would you be happy to sit there for 15 minutes waiting for a Diet Coke?
Hell nope. No. And I've done it.
And we've done it. But here's the thing. I've never looked at a car in front of me at the drive-thru window and gone, why aren't they pulling up?
It's your fault.
No, I just assume
the store.
I just assume they're waiting for their food. I've never seen them at the window, not at spot one or spot two. I've never seen the car stay there and me gone, ugh, they're taking forever.
Well, because we don't know that they might have refused to pull up.
Yeah,
that's
I don't know that.
Thing.
That's their business.
We just assume it's the store.
I'm assuming that they're just waiting on their food.
I have been forgotten about after I've pulled up.
You have. Okay.
Touché.
That's fair. It's fair. It does happen where they pull you up. Because they're already overwhelmed in the place, and
already
then they
behind.
Forget about the orders outside. I've seen that happen.
So at first you were saying not the jerk for refusing, but then you hear that a car pulls up, and you're going, nah, definite jerk.
Mm. Yeah, because you're screwing people behind you that have nothing to do with the whole situation, regardless
heard.
Of what
heard.
You got.
But the restaurant's not to blame at all. It's the car in front of me. Make it make sense, you guys.
Culver's is excused no matter what. The scoop of the day is worth it.
Oh, my gosh.
Put it this way. It wasn't worth the scoop when I got left.
Honestly.
Cap. The scoop is always worth it.
Depends. What was the flavor?
What was
the flavor of the day? Tell us,
Sean. I don't know. It was probably vanilla or some boring thing like that.
Sean!
It's never boring.
It's never boring.
I didn't get the scoop of the day that day. I wanted buffalo chicken strips. So I had to wait like 20 minutes.
He said my focus was on the strips.
Oh, God.
We've been Sean. There. I have been there. No lie.
All right. Love you, Sean. Bye.
All right. Have a good one.
Love, peace,
She
bro.
Wants to know if she's a jerk for not pulling forward in the drive-thru. Somebody named her drive-thru Donna. That's what I should have named her this morning. Somebody
I like
said,
it.
I bet her 10-piece nugget turned into an 8-piece because she wouldn't move up.
Come on now. Yeah. Then that's, I don't want to keep going back to that, but I get really weird about talking some type of way to people that are handling my food.
Amy in Milwaukee said, totally the jerk. Somebody said, jerk. Is this Culver's or McDonald's? It makes a difference. Both are fast food. No, it doesn't.
It doesn't make a difference.
Said,
it doesn't matter where it is.
Ashley in Milwaukee said, it's completely rude. I'd rather pull up knowing my stuff is fresh. Jerk. You guys talk a big game
about
putting up with these fast food lines for... You guys talk a big game. A big game. Let's go to Michelle in Greenfield. Yes! These people are full of it right now. Michelle's in Greenfield. No, it's not bad. It's fine. We love waiting in the drive-thru.
No.
We don't get mad.
You're right, though. You're right. You're
get the
right.
Hell out of here.
Get
yes,
out of
you
here.
Do.
Everybody
you
hates wait. Everybody hates wait. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. You know what? Just because you're playing Candy Crush on your phone, I have things to do, okay?
Shot fired.
Michelle, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning, baby cakes. How are you guys?
Good. Jerk or not the jerk for refusing to pull up in the drive-thru?
100% the jerk, because you know darn well that drive-thru is going to be packed in a minute or two with people coming through. You never know who's coming up.
Sleep.
And just move forward.
It doesn't
that's
matter.
Why it's called the drive-thru.
Drive-thru.
Driving.
Mm-hmm. And you keep driving. Ooh, that's a great way to put it. That's why it's called the drive-thru, not a stay-through.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Ooh, Michelle, yeah. Brought the broom on that one.
I know. I'm blonde, but I'm not that blonde.
Not naturally. You know,
it.
We pay for it. Greg from Greenfield said, Allie Faith does not know how to cook, and she goes out all the time, so no one needs to hear that. And then he says an offensive word. And a complaining, the rest, I think he's trying to say complaining, but he says something else. No, I don't. Well, okay, Greg. You go
know
wait
how to
for,
cook.
I can cook, and honestly, if I go eat out, it's because I don't feel like cooking. Thank you.
Well, exactly. And Deezy, you made a good point. You never know what they're going to do to your food because you upset them or pissed them off.
I support that.
You know,
I don't want them to mess with my food either, dude.
I'd rather be super nice.
I just, all I'm saying is, Michelle, and you know what I'm talking about, everybody has called in today and said, jerk, just pull ahead, knowing damn well everybody's irritated when they get asked to pull ahead, forgotten about, see people behind you get served in a fast food place.
I have been salty.
They ordered that takes 7 minutes to do the chicken strips.
I don't care. I have been salty when I see the car behind me get the food at the window, and I'm like, wait. Hold on. What's in that bag that couldn't be just as fast in my bag?
Right, exactly.
You're
good
right.
Point, Evie. Good
I'll give
point.
You that. I will be a little, you know, PO'd, and well, I'm like, okay, now what?
And somebody said, don't bring Culver's into this. That's fancy like Applebee's.
Who said Culver's wasn't the catalyst? You don't know.
We don't know. Oh, all right. Well, either way, it's jerk, man. Yeah. Everybody is fired up. The texts are going crazy right now. Nicole in Milwaukee said, jerk. When I order an iced coffee and you have three meals, it's rude.
There is a difference.
Absolutely.
Maybe that's the core, is that people are just ordering too much food. Oh, she hung up on us. She's like, I'm
or
done.
She,
bye.
No, she or she yeah, mm-hmm. might have dropped.
So serves. Everybody said, you're just being a jerk to everyone behind you and the workers. Allie, go in there and help them make your food. Hey, I worked at Hardee's in high school. I'm not afraid.
You did work at Hardee's.
I've worked a drive-thru.
You think you can still make the curly fries?
Hell no. Or the fried chicken they used to make. I don't even know if they still do chicken.
Still smacks. They do. They do? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I used to make fried chicken.
We go to the one with the little the jungle gym inside at the Hardee's off Layton. Yeah.
Layton by the airport.
By the airport. Mm-hmm. The boys love it. It's always solo dolo. Nom, nom, nom. Okay,
Michael
now we're hungry.
Franklin said, people ask for special items like fries without salt or burgers with no condiments. For sure.
Just to make them, get them made fresh, yeah.
And then somebody said, this one triggers me as someone who worked at McDonald's for 5 years. We usually only pulled people ahead when there's a legitimate wait on something fresh. Most fried products take 5 minutes or more to cook and are only good for a certain amount of time. So the later in the night you visit, the more likely you're going
to
be pulling ahead.
Wait.
Okay.
That's
interesting.
It always happens at lunch too, because you know we frequent McDonald's, me and the boys, because I don't cook. Not Allie. I don't cook.
Who named her pullout patty? You guys are killing
okay,
me right
we're
now.
Done. We done. I'll end it
with this one, this text. Everything happens for a reason. Everything depends. Why does anybody have to be at fault? Sometimes life happens. If the person in front of you orders 30 chicken strips and you need six, they're going to have to make them. Why should everybody have to wait?
Okay.
I don't know. You're right.
Very right.
Maybe that's the core of it. I was saying, why is one to blame and not, like,
and
what?
Nobody else.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay, well, jerk today.
Sweet.
You ready to give away some tickets to Summerfest?
Nope.
We're going to. 414-533-1037. You can keep these for yourself or you can give them to somebody. Louis Tomlinson from One Direction is coming to Summerfest, everybody, on June 26th. Caller 26, you're up. 414-533-1037. You're going to see Louis Tomlinson if you're caller 26. Good luck. You know how we were talking about being in other people's energy fields and like, why was I running into my ex or the same guy when I was working out? And I was like, why is his energy tethered to mine?
Yeah,
remember this?
I love talking about energy, of course.
Oh, we had a great convo about it. Mm-hmm. Well, we were in Grafton this weekend.
Yeah, we were in Grafton for the
parade.
And
now, guess who's on the phone?
Who?
I don't know her, but Lisa's in Grafton. She's in our energy field is what I'm getting at.
Ah, we got Grafton in our energy.
We went to Grafton and now they're showing up in our life. Hey,
Lisa's in Grafton. Hey, Lisa.
We were just in your Christmas parade.
Did we see you? Did we see you at the parade?
Oh, unfortunately, no. My son and I were down in Waukesha.
You went to the Waukesha parade and you live in Grafton?
Wrong parade.
My boyfriend lives in Waukesha.
She went to see her man.
Well, I will say Grafton and Waukesha both have phenomenal holiday parades, and they were all this weekend.
Do.
So they were both
they
great.
Do.
Well, Lisa, congrats. You are caller 26.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Jinx. Double jinx.
Forget you, man. You're going to see Louis Tomlinson from One Direction at Summerfest at the BMO Pavilion on June 26th.
Amazing.
So have a great time.
I will.
Good. Somebody's going to be in touch and get you all hooked up, okay?
Sounds good.
All right.
Shout out Grafton. Shout out you. Shout out Waukesha, too.
Bye.
Shout out Wisconsin.
Shout out to Waukesha. Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye,
thank you.
Lisa. Take care.
She said shout out to Waukesha. She lives in Grafton.
I mean, shout out to Wisconsin. All
She's
Wisconsin.
Funny.
How about that? How about
She's
that?
Like, no, I'll go with Waukesha.
She said, no, my man's in Waukesha. My man's a walkie shaw.
Okay. We never expanded on our discussion about micro-cheating. Can we talk about this next?
Yeah, what you mean?
The micro-cheating. We were talking about cheating one
day.
When
did we talk about this?
I don't remember, and I don't even remember what started it. But
vaguely.
We came into the micro-cheating discussion, which is all the different ways you cheat without realizing you're cheating, or maybe you do realize you're cheating on your significant other.
I think one of our callers brought this up from one of a
it's
different
micro-cheating.
Topics, and they said micro-cheating. and we went, what's micro cheating?
Mm-hmm. So we want to talk about this a little more because I want to discuss a lot of people getting away with some secretive flirty things.
Yeah.
And we're going to call you out next.
Why not?
Or maybe not.
I mean, why not?
All right,
no.
Micro cheating. We're discussing next. Hold on, everybody. Micro cheating. Are you guilty of this right now? 103.7 Kiss FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. Good morning.
Good morning. Buenos dias, huepa.
Buenos dias. Have you ever heard of micro cheating before we talked about it on the air?
No, not really.
But it makes sense. It's basically those subtle acts that you do in a relationship, okay, that start to chip away at the foundation of your relationship.
Yeah.
So it starts to chip away at the foundation of trust and honesty. Maybe you start talking to a friend at work about your relationship.
Yeah,
that's micro cheating.
Start confiding in somebody about weird parts of your relationship mm-hmm. with other people that you don't know like that.
Instead of talking to your spouse directly about the problem.
Yeah.
That's how a lot of affairs start. I've seen it myself. Digital deception, another way of micro cheating.
What's digital deception?
Secretly messaging someone you're attracted to, liking or commenting on their stuff excessively, going to an ex's social media, keeping dating apps active, all of that. Obviously, keeping a dating app active is cheating if you're in a monogamous relationship.
Sure.
But yeah, they're saying that going and liking your ex's social media,
well, why would you be liking your ex's social media?
You'd be surprised. There's a lot of shady stuff going on.
But then hear me out. Somebody you're fond of, right?
Yeah.
Somebody, a professional setting. Right? I like your post.
Yeah.
I like your things.
Nothing weird there.
That's not micro cheating.
No, it's not.
That's me being friendly, right?
We're
That's
friends.
Me because we're friends.
Because it's not inappropriate, but some people get inappropriate. We're not exes. They're saying going and liking your ex's social media or secretly messaging. We're not secretly messaging, please.
No,
are you
obviously
kidding me?
We're not secretly messaging.
This is a big one. Secretly messaging someone you're attracted to. I think about this when I get, you know, men sending me fire emojis and I'm like, you're in a relationship.
Yeah.
This is so
you
inappropriate.
Married, this is inappropriate.
And they think it's okay. And I'm like, that's micro cheating in my mind. Like, would
okay,
your,
that was going to be my question.
Would
so
your
is that,
wife be okay with you sending me, secretly sending me a fire emoji? Because you think, no.
How do we know that it's a secret?
Nah, that's a good question.
Right? Like, how do we know that they're not next to their partner going, dang, Allie looks fire in this. Boom, fire emoji.
Maybe.
Right? Because it's micro cheating. We're giving it that definition of micro cheating.
Well, I'm just saying. Most people are not going,
let's
she's
be honest.
Fine. Let's send her, come on.
Most people don't have relationships where you are so open with your partner where you go, dang, look at that. You know, look at Allie mm-hmm. at Magic Men. Dang, I'm fire.
Micro-cheating, as they say, is how subtly some relationships start to fall apart.
Yeah.
An emotional investment. So you're confiding in your relationship problems in someone else. This is a big
That's
one.
That's a huge one.
Which
That's
leads
a huge
to
one.
Flirting. I mean, this is how my marriage ended.
Mm-hmm.
He started confiding to some hoe bag at work. And no, really.
And no, I hear you.
No,
I hear
really.
You.
And instead of talking to me or doing anything therapy with me, that it led to an affair. It led to all kinds of things. Now they're emotionally connected. And his pregnant wife's on her own, right?
Ooh.
So here, that was my story. So I'm saying, like, you can see it. And oh, no, we're just friends. No, they're not.
No, they're not.
They're never just friends.
Yeah.
So those kind of things, like confiding in someone with your relationship, is messed up. It's the same, though, in a friendship, DZ, because I think about me
what
and you
mean?
Like this.
Yeah.
If you and me have a problem and I go tell our coworker about it, that's
oh, yeah.
messed
I'm
up.
I'm going to get offended by that. I'm going to be
course.
Like, why didn't you hit me up about that,
As
dog?
You
like, you my peoples.
As you should.
Right.
So that's similar to the same thing in a relationship. If it's romantic, it's
100%.
The same. You're not going to the person with the issue and you're creating more problems.
Whether romantic or not, I think you
mm-hmm.
should be talking with your partner about
mm-hmm.
what the issue is with your partner, not taking it outside of the relationship and going, what's your advice?
Mm-hmm.
What would you do? Right? And granted, we talk to people about things and their problems all the time.
Mm-hmm.
When you have issues with your partner and it's a genuine issue that isn't like, oh my gosh, I get annoyed that they leave the clothes on
yeah.
the floor, blah, blah, blah. No. When you have some real life problems going down, rather than sharing that with an
mm-hmm.
XYZ that you don't know
mm-hmm.
or reaching out to an ex
or
that you do
but
know.
But they do that because that person makes them feel validated and justified
seen,
instead
justify-
of dealing with the problems. That's oh they make
mm-hmm.
they understand my life is so bad they get it.
That's huge. No, that's
you
huge.
You know what I'm talking
no,
about.
No, that's huge. 100%.
Of course your life
you
is
mean.
Hard. You have a family.
Yes, the family you chose to create and have, and yes,
yeah, welcome
it's
to your
it's
choices.
Difficult out here.
Hiding text is also micro cheating. Obviously, claiming to be single or meeting up with someone without your partner knowing.
Duh.
These are like these aren't even micro. Those are just cheating.
Yeah, that's just cheating. If you're meeting up with somebody, yeah, for sure.
Let's go to the phones. Let's see what John and Mequon said. His divorce started this way.
Oh, well, we've got
he said,
John.
This
and
is how
Mequon.
It led to this.
Oh no, John.
Subtle things that start to ruin your relationship, whether it's secretly messaging someone you're attracted to, confiding your relationship problems in someone else, or even just hiding texts and claiming to be single. All micro-cheating.
Yikes.
It leads to a bigger issue, which is the main cheating.
John, called 5 days in a row. This man earned his song.
How are you guys doing?
Good. What up, man? I mean, I'm not triggered at all by the micro cheating.
Not at all. Not at all.
Not at all. What about you?
John.
When I heard this a few weeks ago when you guys first brought it up,
yeah,
that did trigger a few things. Just
because
it's like, just like you guys said, it's all the hiding, the texting, the freaking whatever and everything like that. But hers definitely started when it's like, you know, trying to do family events on my days off from work and everything. And it's like, I was just by myself with my kids, and she would stay home.
And I never
knew why. I even asked her, it's like, hey, are you healthy? Need a doctor's appointment or anything? But just like I said before in another one of the episodes, when a woman says they're fine, no, they're not.
They're
fine.
Not fine. They're not fine.
There's way more to it than just
so
fine.
Wait, she was not around you and the kids because she wanted to cheat? Is that what you're getting at? She wanted to sit around and message and talk to
other people.
I remember that phase.
Basically, she took her childhood dream of being a gamer, and she is a gamer now. So she actually leaned towards social media and basically in the cyber world with a bunch of online people.
Started a relationship on social.
Oh, gosh.
And then justified it because their relationship's on social media.
It's online.
It's not real.
So in a way, it's like she wanted to be alone, but at the same time as she's got plenty of friends, plenty of people to talk to because you never know who's online. And so when she's playing her games, you know, she obviously met somebody because after our divorce, freaking I heard she had a freaking little swinger thing with a married couple.
Oh, man.
Oh, she was a hot mess, John. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, somebody texted in and said, my ex was the king of micro-cheating. At the end of the day, giving your attention and energy to someone else when it should be your partner is cheating.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The one that affects the most isn't the parents, it's the kids. Because the kids see everything. And when, like, my children alone, they say that all mom does is sit on the computer all day and they have to fix their own food and everything. Well, when you're doing that with a freaking 10-year-old, that sucks ass.
Come on, man.
We know somebody that happened to as well, where the wife just checked out and started having an affair, and he has the kids full time now. It happens all the time
with
men and women. It's unfortunate, and their self-esteem is so low that they instead have to care about, they need therapy. They need help. They need mental health help. You know, you're on a game.
You're checked out. You're not taking care of your kids.
You got issues. All right. Somebody said, poor John and Mequon. That's so weird.
Yeah, very. But dude, you sound like a strong man for it, dude, for real.
When I get my kids, they enjoy the fact that I like going out and about. I barbecue. I still cook for them. Like this last weekend, we were at the Grafton parade.
They enjoyed that.
Aww. So,
they
enjoy getting out and about and putting devices down. So, hey, I do what I can.
Mm-hmm. Bet.
Well,
thanks for calling, John.
We appreciate your input. Bye.
Phone cutting off. I think you're saying bye.
Megan and Muskego texted in and said, you talked about micro-cheating with Am I the Jerk about the lady who didn't tell her husband she had lunch with an ex. That's what it was.
That's micro cheating.
That's micro cheating. Having lunch with an ex and not telling your significant other is micro
cheating. The subtle part.
To start to branch off and not even realize your relationship is going to be doomed because you're starting to lose that connection.
Megan, you're right. It was because they were having lunch with the ex and we're like, oh, that's micro cheating. That's your little bitty baby ways that you could do to do.
I don't just want to say, here's all the ways you micro cheat. I should at least give you a solution.
What's that?
If you or your partner, I sound like an after school special. Hold, bear with me.
If you and your partner find yourself micro-cheated.
Then here's what they say.
What?
They say if you are maybe having these issues, you can address it by three different things. Communicating, which is just having a conversation about it.
Deciding what micro-cheating is and isn't in your relationship, for sure.
Check your actions. Ask yourself if you do this behavior in front of your partner. If not, it's a red flag.
Mm-hmm.
And the third is to seek therapy, the obvious one, to rebuild trust. Because you can rebuild trust if you catch it in time.
Come on now.
But you got to catch it, and you got to go to therapy, and you got to work through it, and you got to want to do it.
And that goes for both sides. If you feel like it's micro-cheating, you need to say
Address it. Address it right now.
And if you don't, you need to say, because we need to be on the same page.
Yeah, it doesn't mean it's savable. It just means...
It needs to be addressed. Mm-hmm. Facts.
Totally. All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for enjoying our trauma-filled micro-cheating discussion. The holidays. What a nice time of year. It turns out that the biggest breakup day of the year year is this week.
That's crazy, dog.
We're going to talk about that on this show this week for sure. Yeah, Thursday is the biggest breakup day of the year.
Wild that it's a specific day, too. Yeah. Like, everybody planned it and coordinated it. No, we're just so all weird. The same person on the inside somehow.
Right? Thursday. Be careful. Watch your significant other on Thursday.
I mean, for real, though. Like,
well, it is the holidays, and I'm not worried about that because there's nobody to break up with me. Thank you very much. But yesterday, you and I were talking about the things our parents would make at the holidays, like our moms.
Yeah.
And how, like, my mom always made pineapple zucchini bread, which
that's
I
so
need
good.
To I need to put that up. I finally got the recipe.
You got it?
Because one of my kids, their friend's mom hit me up, Melissa, and she was like, I need that recipe because she heard our podcast.
It sounds fire.
Girl. So I texted my sisters. I said, I need that recipe.
As long as somebody got it.
And then they sent it to me. And the recipe, you could tell, had been in our family forever. It's got stains all over it. It's on a piece of paper. It's not even digital.
Oh, it's the legit recipe.
Oh, it's legit.
Oh, you got the real recipe.
Yeah, so my mom always made bread. She always made pineapple zucchini bread and banana bread. And then I would deliver it to my teachers, and that was a thing.
Banana bread don't miss.
Yeah, I don't know if they ever really ate it, but when I sent the recipe to, you know, Melissa, she said, oh, I would take the nuts and raisins out. I said, girl,
that's part of the process. Part you gotta it. Leave it.
But anyway.
Whatever, though.
So what did your mom make when you were a kid at the holidays? Like, that's what we're talking about. I want to discuss.
Yeah, there's a lot of traditional things that mm-hmm. I grew up eating, one being like natilla and buñuelo, which is like buñuelo is a fried cheese ball.
Mm.
Not a donut.
A fried cheese ball.
Doesn't nice. Taste like a cheese curd because it's dough.
Mm.
Imagine a soft, fluffy, doughy ball of yumminess that's gooey and cheesy and yum.
Yum.
Natilla, more of like a custard square. I don't know what else to describe it as. Like, imagine tapioca, but colder.
Oh, I hate tapioca pudding. Is this Colombian stuff or
a lot
just
of Colombian
family?
Stuff. No, a lot of Colombian traditional things that when we moved to this country, I would continue to help make them because traditionally you had the buñuelos, the natilla, the little like manjar de naranja, which is another orange custard, basically. And I don't know what any of these things are called in English. Do not ask me because I do not know.
Sherbet, orange sherbet, maybe?
No.
Sherbet isn't custard.
They're like custard squares where you imagine like you make this like weird confection of like candy-esque, you know, pudding type deal, right? That you got to keep mixing and mixing and mixing while it's hot.
Well,
right?
I guess your mom's going to have to make them for me so I can experience them myself.
And then you got to quick flip it into a pan super fast before it cools off, because if not, it sticks and it's ruined. Like, it's you got to make it as part of the experience. I grew up eating a bunch of different, like, random little treats and things that nobody else tried.
You know
nobody.
What? We always ate at the holidays, and my friends would come over and ask my mom to make them latkes.
Ooh.
Potato pancakes, because, you know, I'm Jewish, so we'd have Hanukkah. So my mom would make I'd smell like grease for days, you guys.
Because
you had to fry them. Yep. Oh, I always smelled like oil for days. You knew when we had latkes at my house because
we smelled like it.
We smelled like it, let me tell you.
Listen, the buñuelos are the same thing. You know we had buñuelos because we smelled like buñuelos. Latkes and buñuelos. Twin.
So good. So good. What did your mom or dad make at the holidays that gives you nostalgia? 414-533-1037. Let's take one call before we let everybody else call. Hi, Kiss FM.
Who's this?
Jinx. Aw, they didn't hear us. Hi, who's this?
I heard the jinx.
Oh,
I missed
we were
the
fighting.
Rest. Oh, all right.
We were fighting, sorry.
You guys fight? Never.
Never. Siblings
never.
Fighting? Never.
You know what? Holidays.
I already know who it is. It's Lindsay in Franksville. I can tell by her voice.
You can tell?
Yeah, her voice, dude.
Nice.
I can tell.
Let's get your song
girl.
Right, girl.
All right. So we're talking things
good morning,
your parents
guys.
Made. Hi, good morning at the holidays. What do you got for us? Or maybe it's something you make.
My grandma actually always made these cookies called Calla Lilies. They're a sugar cookie, and you have to pinch them like shortly after they come out of the oven. So that way they make like a little spoon, and then you put whipped cream on it and like these like sugar sprinkles or whatever.
Okay, but it's in the pinch. It's in the effect of what you got
to
do to the cookie fresh out the...
You have to burn your thumb and pointer finger in order to, like, really put the love in there.
It is a must. You must burn yourself.
Yeah.
I think we still got a scar from when I burned.
Yeah. We must burn ourselves and not any, yes.
It absolutely. Really is.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
For
it
the
really
holidays.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. I love it. I'm hungry. That's why I'm not talking anymore, because all I'm thinking about is going to make food right now. Lindsay, we love you. Thank you for calling.
Love you guys.
Bye.
Care.
I appreciate you. You too.
All right. 414-533-1037. What is something your parents or mom or dad made at the holidays that you get nostalgia over? Natalie in Grafton, she texted in and said, we're Jewish, and she took a spin on the fried food.
What do you mean a spin?
I don't know what that means.
Like you didn't?
I don't know. My grandma used to make all the classic Italian Christmas cookies. That's Natalie in Menominee Falls. Yum. Different Natalie.
Little cannoli in your life. Mm-hmm. Yum.
And then somebody said, not my mom, but my friend's mom would make hundreds of Buckeyes every December. And she gave me the recipe with the condition I can only make them in December. What's a Buckeye?
I don't know what a Buckeye is.
We're
I'm not
to
looking to be
out.
Disrespectful. I'm sorry.
Buckeye dessert? I mean, I don't even know. Is it a cookie?
Yeah. It's got to be something.
A popular no-bake candy, particularly in Ohio.
Oh, of course. Great. Because the Buckeyes.
That features a creamy peanut butter fudge center partially dipped in chocolate to resemble the nut. The Ohio Buckeye.
Never heard of
the
them.
Buckeye tree.
Yeah.
Never heard of them either, nor do I.
Okay, right. Another one. Did you ever have marzipan? I couldn't think of what we talked about. Marzipan treats. They make them from like chocolate. They make them from milk powder. And they make a dough out of it?
I was getting that mixed up with mascarpone cheese. We were not talking about the same thing, I don't think. I think you thought we weren't talking about the same thing.
Cheese?
I was talking about cheese the other day.
No, I'm talking about like a dough that you make like treats out of.
Oh, no.
It's like
what's
a milk powder. Marzipan.
Oh, marzipan.
Maybe it's mascarpone in English. It's
no,
mazapan
it's
in Spanish.
About,
I don't
what
know.
What I'm talking about is cheese, not.
Not,
it's
not
a
milk
thing.
Powder dough?
I see right here. Yeah, sweet confection made from ground almonds and sugar is what you're talking
ground
about.
Ground almonds.
That's what it says. Marzipan.
Different, different regions then.
Well, they make almond flour. It doesn't taste like almonds?
We made ours with milk powder, never almond flour. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, 414-533-1037. What are you guys making at the holidays that gets you nostalgic? 103.7 KISS FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. We're talking about nostalgia on Allie and DZ, man.
Why not? Wepa.
The things our parents used to make. I said my mom always made bread at the holidays that I would then deliver to teachers and whoever served us. You
pineapple
know?
Zucchini sounds like a chef's kiss of a bread, bro. I need that recipe.
Shred the zucchini. I mean, that's fine. This is a down to the bones, but it is phenomenal.
I need that recipe, dog.
Yours made marzipan, I found out.
Marzipan. Little sweet treats, bro. They look like fruits. You could make them into whatever shapes you want, but it's edible. It's yummy.
I want to go to Jennifer in Greendale this morning and see what she wants to add to the conversation. Hi, Jennifer.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. What do you got for us? What treats at the holidays, or what did your mom make?
Well, this one actually, I thought of this last week because my daughter is in second grade, and when I was in elementary school, my mom every year would make like at least a dozen loaves of bread, but it was cherry bread, and it was made with maraschino cherries.
Cherry bread.
Was it sweet then, I take it? It was like a dessert?
Like a muffin?
Kind of like a vanilla, like, white bread with maraschino cherries.
Interesting. I've never heard of cherry bread.
I haven't either. I've heard of cherry pie.
Right.
Not a fan.
Not cherry bread.
Yeah, and my kids like to order Shirley Temples and then fight over, can I have your cherries? Like, no.
So was the bread red? Like, you did it have that, like, swirl of red, kind of like how, what's it called? The raisin bread has, but it's cherries?
It was very lightly pink because you rinsed the maraschino cherries.
It's like strawberry bread, I bet.
Right.
Yeah.
What's that?
Did it have a glaze on it or anything?
I don't think so, no.
So it was just straight up bread. Listen, because you rinsed the cherries and made it with the cherries in it.
Maraschino cherry bread says a festive, often bright pink, sweet, quick bread typically made with maraschino cherries, almond extract for flour, and a glaze made from the reserved cherry juice and powdered sugar.
Wow. So it's like a coffee bread. It's a sweet bread that you drink with coffee, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's kind of like a banana bread, but with cherries.
Got it.
Noted.
I'll try it.
Did you make it then for your kid?
Not yet, but when I was just listening to you guys talk about recipes, I'm like, oh gosh, that reminds me. I want to look that recipe up to make it.
So we reminded you. Good. Now put it on your list and then bring us a loaf, okay?
Let us know what your second grader thinks. And yes, bring the loaf. We're in Hale's Corner. See you soon.
Definitely.
Bye.
Have a great day, Jennifer.
Jennifer's in Greendale. She's not that far.
Oh, she's not that far at all.
Christina, we haven't heard from her in a minute. Got to dust off this theme song. She got her own theme song.
Christina?
Yeah, in Milwaukee.
This Christina.
She had a baby, but that was a while ago.
That baby almost got a mustache.
I mean, seriously. He's probably on my dating apps at this point.
Stop it.
I'm kidding.
Hey, Christina.
Hey, girl.
My baby's a girl, so definitely no mustache.
Hey, little Listen, girls can have mustaches, too. It's fine.
I knew it was a girl. I was just making sure you remembered, since you got five kids. I wanted to make sure you remembered, okay? Anyway, Christina, what
brings... She's not that old. She's only 4 months.
Yeah,
well,
but...
Sunday, she'll be 4 months.
Aww. You know we ribbing and loving, bro.
Totally. What are you making? Is there something your parents made or you make at the holidays that gives you nostalgia?
My mom was not allowed in the kitchen.
That's funny.
She burnt anything and everything she touched.
No matter what. Charred it.
Oh, you poor thing.
My dad loved to bake. He actually, those Buckeyes, I never knew they were called Buckeyes. He made them all the time, but he called them peanut butter cups.
He refused to call them Buckeyes. Your dad was smart.
Yeah, we're not calling them Ohio's name. Forget that, man. We're calling them Badgers. They're the Badger cookies, okay?
Badger,
period.
Badgers.
Anyway, where were we?
Renamed.
The Badger cookie. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then he did this thing where he would melt down white chocolate almond bark, and then he would crush up candy canes and mix it together and then just
make
like
peppermint
let it
bark.
Cool and then he would just it would be like mint almond bark.
Peppermint bark is fire with chocolate. Oh,
yummy.
Oh, so good.
Ooh, my mom used to make that.
And then he
too.
Also liked doing the peanut butter cookies with the Hershey Kisses in the middle, and those are my ultimate favorite.
Christina, those are peanut blossoms, and those are also my personal favorite, and I will die on that hill. The best cookie ever is the peanut blossom with the Hershey Kiss in the middle.
Your
Thank
pops
you.
Really was
Second
a good baker. Second
up is a warm chocolate chip cookie, but other than that.
Oh, my stomach hurts. I'm so hungry now.
Top
dude,
dog,
I wanna eat,
bro. Top dog is that chocolate chip cookie angle.
Christina, thank you for calling.
Bye.
Bye. Much love. Great to hear from you.
Ariana in West Dallas texted in and said, ponche, hot fruit punch.
Ooh.
And you can just add tequila at it, but it's not just a hot fruit punch. Now the past years, the tradition came to me, and I make it for the holidays.
It's a little ponche is good. I'm not mad, but ponche, all it means is punch in Spanish.
Well, then drop it off, Ariana, with the tequila in it.
I'm an atole guy. I'm an atole guy, right? It's more like a hot chocolate, if you will. Because you can still add Bailey.
Oh, yeah. I'm not a sweet drink kind of girl.
Well, you get the punch.
I guess the fruit punch would be sweet, so never mind.
The fruit punch would be sweet.
Somebody said, how dare you insult the Ohio State Buckeyes? This is how, Carl.
Oh, that's
Carl? Yeah, it's Carl and Indy. Forget you, Carl.
Bye.
Bye. No.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Way, come on, you're kidding.
What's up?
Guess what has broken a record as the longest running number one song? It has tied with Lil Nas X's Old Town Road.
Lil Nas X.
What the heck, dude?
Look, what? Wait.
Guess what song has officially tied? Ready for this?
What is it?
Turn me up. Get this, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree, now officially tied for the longest running number one single.
Isn't
up
that
against,
All I Want for Christmas?
What's that?
Isn't that All I Want for Christmas?
Yeah, what did I say?
Rocking Around.
Oh, I meant to say All I Want for Christmas.
Okay,
is
no,
you. Sorry.
Whatever.
I don't know why I said that. I have no idea why I said that. I know that song. But anyway, All I Want for Christmas has tied now with Old Town Road, and Lil Nas X is not what I thought was going to be the longest running number one sing. I don't know how they do this.
Ain't that
is
like
wild.
A triple tie with that and Shaboozy too, bruh?
Yeah, Shaboozy's the other one.
It's Shaboozy, Lil Nas X, and now Mariah
and
Carey.
And Shaboozy, yep. And then it says that there was one, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree is in this.
It is
says
on there.
It had basically reclaimed it at the top, and then, you know, All I Want for Christmas is You came back in and kicked it out.
Wow.
So, yeah, dude, Mariah is going to continue to be the queen of Christmas.
Does it feel like this should have been happened and it's late? Like, I feel like everybody else's song should be competing with hers, not the other way around.
Right. Why was she not number one?
Already,
dude.
Right.
Like,
am I wrong for thinking that?
Number one, longest running single, All I Want for Christmas, up against let me pull up Old Town Road. Hold on.
Up against Shaboozy and Lil Nas X.
You guys. And Shaboozy, we know, it's just a remake of Jaquan Must Be So Mad.
Tipsy, I'd be so mad.
Shaboozy did a remake of Jaquan's song Tipsy. That's not an original.
No, bar song
at
is
all,
not.
Dude.
It's not just the country version.
And then Old Town Road, which we played forever.
For forever. I find
on
that no
Kiss
question.
FM. I'm surprised. It's really funny that this came up because I was actually thinking about Lil Nas X the other day, and I was like, where the hell did he go?
Honestly,
swear to you, I was thinking this the other day. I'm like, where is Lil Nas X?
This one used to be the jam, bro.
There you go. Thank you. This is Lil Town.
Old Town Road. Lil Nas X.
Too many names. You know what I meant. You know what I meant. Yeah.
Y'all remember this, man. This took the world by storm.
Take my horse to an old town road.
Oh my gosh.
I wanna ride till I can't no more.
Yeah, just let it roll.
I don't want to. I really don't want to.
I mean, it's a good song. We played it forever.
And loses math and black.
Natalie in Menominee Falls said, DZ, check out All I Want for Christmas by From Ashes to New.
Huh.
Don't know.
Oh, well, it's Christmas music, so I'm sure I'll hear it.
Yeah.
But this is tied with now Mariah Carey, Shaboozy,
All I Want
bar
for
song,
Christmas is You. Yeah. Bizarre.
And Old Town Road.
Weird.
The
right?
Random three conglomerate of songs that
Why?
In my life had never competed in my brain for play.
Right?
But somehow
right?
They're competing in my brain for play.
Like, seriously?
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, there you go, everybody.
Well, all right.
Enjoy your three favorite songs of all time. All I Want for Christmas is You, Lil Nas X's Old Town Road, and Shaboozy's remake of a bar song, Tipsy. I could not with you guys. You know what? Just go do be ashamed of yourselves or something.
Yeah, go be ashamed on your own.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.